Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
That's the name, the Christian Psychic Cafe. I almost said the name of the other
show. What is wrong with you? Hello.
I forgot what night it was. Welcome, everybody. This is our post-holiday show. Right?
This is our 2013 show.
This is a big show. This is our first show in 2013,
That's
isn't
right.
it?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. It's a big night. And why is it a big night?
Because it's 2013.
Yahoo! We were all happy to get 2013. We really needed to, didn't we?
Yes, because 2012 was supposed to be a really good year.
Yes.
It wasn't.
You know what? I have to say this. 2012 brought a lot of changes, but it also brought a lot of good things. And I know for me personally, all the things that happened had a silver lining.
And that's
everything.
True.
And
that's
I feel
true.
Very blessed that
and
had everything
too.
Turn
and
out that way.
Also. Yeah.
Oh, and
thanks.
The same thing for you, you know. So I guess, you know, we have to look at it as we're really fortunate because – You know what I mean? So many other people had other things that didn't go, you know, as well.
I know.
So there you
and
go.
And you're right. So,
you know?
But 2013 is going to be
it's
the year.
It's going to be a great year. It's
mm-hmm.
going to be exciting. It's going to. I think there's going to be a lot of really good changes. And, you know, I made predictions back in 2012, and that's one of the things we're going to do
yeah.
tonight. I made predictions, and I printed them out from 2012.
Yeah.
And we did that, I guess either it was near Christmas or New Year's,
mm-hmm.
I don't know when we actually did the show, but I printed out those predictions, and we're going to check them tonight.
Yes, let's see how accurate you were.
Yeah, like I said, when the email is sent, no pressure there, right? I'm shaking in my boots, but no, that'll be fun, I think kind of interesting too. I want to welcome Susie Q, our chat room mom, she's in the chat room, and if you have a question or you have a question or want, or
if you have a question or another question.
Or if you need some advice, just call us or to put it in the chat room. If you put it in the chat room, Susie Q will put it in bright, bold, red letters, and that way I can see it really easy as it scrolls by. Or you can feel free to call our number, which is 323-679-0882. That's 323-679-0882. There you go. And so we're going to do a great show tonight. You know what? In doing some of the angel readings recently, I've always said, even on this show, there's a theme, right?
There is always a theme. Mm-hmm. Every show seems to have a real major theme running through it.
I can tell you my theme for tonight already because it happened several times in readings that I did today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I ended up saying this. It's not what you say, it's what people hear.
Oh.
Yeah, so see, that's the theme that's
going to be
running.
That's a good theme.
And it is because almost all the readings I did today earlier had to do with that. You know, I mean, people think they say the right thing, but it doesn't matter. It's
how you say it.
It's how you say it.
I say that to my son all the time. It's not what you say, it's
how you say it. Right. So, you know, how are people hearing the message that you're putting out there? And that can impact every relationship, you know,
yes,
mother,
absolutely.
Mother, daughter, mother, son, father, daughter, father, son, husband, wife, etc., brother, sister, just friendships. It's how you say it, and I hope we have time tonight because I'm going to talk a little bit about ways that people can reword things, rephrase things, and more positive words that they can use
mm-hmm.
to have their communication more easily accepted. Which I guess is
that sounds
thing.
Good.
Yeah, I think so. So should we take a caller? Or do you want to do the predictions?
Let's do the predictions
okay,
first.
Okay, let's do the predictions first. Okay, we're going to go ahead.
Because you'll get into readings, you'll get sidetracked,
yeah,
we'll
and then
forget.
I'll never get to the predictions. Okay, so these are the predictions that were posted in 2012.
Yeah.
And I gave my opinion on each and every one of them.
Yes,
so
you
go
did.
Ahead.
Okay.
Okay,
number one was accident scene around U.S. President Obama as he trips or falls in 2012.
And that absolutely happened because it happened right here in Tampa.
I know.
He face planted going up the podium during his bid for reelection. So yeah, that and I said it would happen,
and
right?
You said yes.
Okay, good. Okay, that's
number
true.
One. Cha-ching.
Okay, so okay. Now I'm getting nervous. Go ahead, next one.
Next one. December 21st, 2012 will be treated like a holiday, and people will stay out of work due to fear or to celebrate the day.
And that absolutely happened. I know at my daughter's school, 50% of the children were kept home.
Wow.
Yeah, and there were, as we even talked about, because we had a 12/21 show, a lot of the restaurants and places had big parties and end-of-the-year parties and end-of-the-world parties. So,
right.
Yeah.
That we had an end of the year show.
That's right. And that was a celebration extravaganza.
It was an extravaganza.
Okay, so I said yes to that.
Yep,
and
so that's another good
correct.
One.
Okay, so
ding.
Okay, 100% so far. Go
okay.
ahead.
Number three. China loses reputation as a world financial leader after clashes with protesters begin over economic reform and foreign investments start to fail.
Well, yes, that has already happened.
That has
That's
happened.
Been widely reported, and we know that, yeah. And what did I say?
You said yes.
Yes, okay.
Cha-ching.
Wow, that's good, okay.
I need a different sound. That's like a cash register.
I can maybe come up with a different sound.
You need clapping.
Okay,
clapping?
I might be able to pull off clapping. Might not, but go ahead. Let's see.
Like, yay.
Like, yay. Okay, I'll see if I can find some
okay.
clapping. Go to the next one.
Next one. Japan seen embroiled with another dispute with China where a military action will be threatened against Japan or partial naval blockade will occur.
That just happened,
mm-hmm.
where the jets were flying in their territory and they threatened attack. Yeah, so that
and
just happened.
You said yes.
Oh, my goodness, yes. That's happened. Very good, okay.
Cha-ching.
Cha-ching.
I like that better.
I think I like cha-ching. Go ahead.
Okay.
Four.
The first part of 2012, during the months of January through March, will see some panic in countries like the U.S., U.K., Spain, France, Egypt, Russia, and China due to hostilities among its citizens for greater political and financial reforms.
Yeah, well, that's a no-brainer, too. I guess it wasn't a no-brainer. I don't think people saw what was going to happen in Greece and all those other places, and in Spain and in the U.K. in particular. They're truly struggling. So,
mm-hmm.
so yes, that is happening and has been happening.
And you said yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Ding!
That's the only applaud one I have. Sorry. Go ahead. Next one.
Okay. Exciting discoveries of two new planets with possible life forms will be announced by NASA this year.
Now, I don't know what the answer I gave, but we know that actually happened, that they found several planets.
I knew there was one planet.
Yeah. They found actually several new planets that they feel may have the same
like Earth
attributes
qualities.
Of Earth quality,
mm-hmm.
yeah, atmosphere, et cetera, et
yep.
cetera, et cetera. So I we know that they did. Now, what did I
and
say?
And you said yes.
Yay, okay. Seems kind of conceited for me to be applauding my own predictions. But
I'll just go cha-ching.
Okay.
This is funny. President Barack Obama will face conservative Republican Mitt Romney as the U.S. presidential choice after the 2012 primary elections.
Well, I was saying that for the entire year before it even happened, so yes,
yes,
yes, yes.
That
yes.
was a big yes.
Yes. Good, okay. So
all right.
What are we,
doing
what are
good.
Six for six or something?
Yeah.
All right, do I eat it here? Go ahead. What's the next one?
Okay. Iran will see a nuclear-related explosion to one of its two reactors this year, due to an accident or sabotage.
Yeah, that just happened, as a matter of fact.
Right.
And I think that they feel that it was purposely, like somebody was trying to sabotage it, they targeted it, it was in an explosion.
Right.
And
you said yes.
And I did say yes?
You said yes.
Yay, okay, good. Good, okay.
A conflict or battle in outer space
I'm sure
will occur
that.
This year between two countries.
No.
And you said no.
Yeah, gee, okay.
No battles in outer space, darn.
No battles in outer space. Maybe in our own brains, but that's kind of funny.
Okay. Did I do this one already?
I don't know. Did you do them all?
I think I did them all.
There were 10. Did we do 10?
We did 10.
All right. So we really did 10?
We did 10. I feel like I missed a page.
You sure you didn't?
This one's blank. Let me see. Let me count them.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I did those right. Yep.
I don't know. I can't.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Mm-hmm.
Do. 9, 10.
Do. Wait, I got to do the.
Okay.
Okay, that was pretty cool.
I'm very impressed.
I'm very impressed,
I'm giving
too.
You applause.
Okay, so I can do predictions for 2013.
Okay.
But that's kind of like being on the top of Mount Everest and then saying, well, you know, maybe I'll climb another tall mountain. I think I'll just let it sit for a while. I have not really worked on 2013 predictions yet. And if it overcomes me while we're doing the show tonight, well, otherwise I'll do them for next week.
Yeah.
Because we want to.
You can give predictions for my life. Somebody needs to predict my life.
Okay. You know how the Bible says dust to dust?
Right.
No, I'm teasing. No, I think I know that you are due to meet a special man in your very immediate future.
In 2013, I'm going to pin you down.
No, I don't like being pinned down. Well, it depends on who's doing the pinning, though.
That won't be me.
Speaking of, my daughter's having a sleepover tomorrow night, and they're renting Magic Mike.
I love that movie.
See, I haven't seen
it
yet.
No, actually, the movie's really kind of... there's not much of a story to it.
Oh, wait. Ew. Okay. What? I'm going to tell you this. There was this movie called, I just saw it. It's with Meryl Streep and Tommy Lee Jones. Mm-hmm. Hope
Floats.
Is that what it is?
Hope Floats, yeah.
Okay. Let me tell you something. Oh, wait.
I watched
that
with you.
There. Oh, my God. Wasn't it terrible?
It was
disturbing.
It was a good movie. It was just the premise of it was kind of disturbing.
One of my friends actually suggested they had seen it, and they loved it. And I have to call her up and say, what were you thinking?
Yeah, because it's kind of all about this older couple who try to get their groove back on.
Yeah, but that wasn't normal, okay? They didn't even know how to hug. I mean,
they obviously had completely... distance himself from one another physically.
And he was mean.
Yeah, and
grumpy, and she was, like, making his breakfast every day.
Every day.
And he would sit down, not even look at her, acknowledge her, pick up the paper, and ignore her completely.
And his breakfast would have been on the top of his head if I was
wife. Oh, I would think, really? You think, okay, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, oh, my God. I thought that, I just found it. It was so, that movie disturbed me like you
can. Did it really?
Yeah, because, first of all, two people who are
married
and have such a zero connection I guess in my mind I'm thinking what pain she must have gone through if it were in fact a real
mm-hmm.
couple.
Well, people drift apart and you know your kids grow up and move out and that was the only connection you had, you know.
Oh my gosh, it was terrible. I mean, he was just and he was such a
Creepy creep.
He was such a creepy creep. But, well, there's so much more I can say about that movie, but I won't. I'm just going to say it was my least favorite movie, and unfortunately, and it was of 2012.
Mm-hmm.
That was so ask me what my least favorite movie was of 2012.
I can't even imagine.
Whatever the name of that movie was.
Hope Floats.
You sure that's what it was?
Hope Floats.
Really? I think it should have sank like the freaking Titanic.
I watched a movie called 10 Years last night.
Oh, yeah. I almost rented that.
No, don't.
No? It was bad.
Is it Tatum Channing or Channing Tatum? Whatever his name is, he's a cutie in Magic Mike.
He is, right?
This movie was just boring.
I almost rented it the other night with my daughters. And
it sounds funny.
Yeah, it sounded good, but it sounded like one my husband wouldn't like, so I thought, no,
it's like a high school reunion, and it doesn't go any further than that.
Right. I think a lot of them try to take off on that. What was that movie years ago? But I can't remember anybody's name. William Hurt was in it, and it was like his breakout movie. It was like a really, really good one. I can't remember what it was.
The Fly.
No, that's Jeff Goldblum.
Was that Jeff Goldblum? You and I talking about movies is ridiculous.
I think Jeff Goldblum was in The Fly, but William Hurt was in this movie that...
William Hurt was in The Fly. Maybe not.
William Hurt was in The Fly? Jeff Goldblum has the eyes for it, though.
Because he looks like a fly.
He does look like I know, he really does. Now, it was that you know, that all the college kids' friends get back together and the one that had killed himself or something.
Oh, yeah.
That was like the big, I mean,
that was a good movie, though.
Yeah, what is the name? William Hurt. I'm typing it in because, see, now I'm going to, you know. I have to do
I
this.
Cannot remember. That's an old movie.
Yes, but it was like...
It was a very good movie. Very good movie. This movie that I watched was not a very good movie.
No. Well, so what movie would you say was the best movie of 2012? Yeah.
I liked Hunger Games.
Okay.
That was good.
Okay.
I liked...
Hunger Games was good.
Yeah.
I know mine. I'm not going to say it yet.
And I liked the last Twilight movie.
The last Twilight... Yes.
That was good.
See, that's the one that I would have said. I would have said the last Twilight movie.
And Lincoln and the Vampires.
Yes. No, come on.
No,
that's
I'm
not
just kidding.
The Big Chill.
The Big Chill, yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
That was
wow,
it.
That's such an oldie.
Yeah, it was an oldie, but it was good. I mean, that went on. That was like the movie.
That was the movie
for years.
And that
right?
was. I wonder what year that was. That was like in the 80s, wasn't it?
I think it was probably in the 80s. Let me see. Wait, I'm putting on my. I'm looking. I'm not. I really. It's 1983. Good.
Oh,
good.
See.
Yeah. It was called The Big Chill.
I could be on Jeopardy.
And it was a group of seven former college friends gathered for a weekend reunion at a posh South Carolina winter house after the funeral of one of their friends. And I believe that one of their friends had actually killed himself, if I recall.
That was a very deep movie. That was a good movie.
Oh, and Jeff Goldblum was in that.
And they were both The Fly.
So at least now we know. Okay, now we know that we're, you know, look, forget it. We just love to go to movies, and we enjoy talking about them endlessly.
It's just that we never remember anyone's name, what the
I
names
know.
Of the movies
is
are.
That, is that a sign of age, or is that just a sign of...
lack of concentration?
Well, there's so many movies. Think about it. How could we remember them all?
People do. People remember the names, all the actors.
Oh, by the way, you know that guy, Latte, who's on your Facebook? You know who I'm talking about? He just loves to talk about how he knows movie stars. He is just so... I'm not going to say it. You know, on that
he's
note...
He's very impressed with himself.
Yes, he is. He's his own biggest fan. I'm going to go ahead and take our first caller now. This caller is calling in from area code 440 with the prefix of 255. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. Where are you calling from?
The Cleveland area, Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland, Ohio, okay. And what do you do out there? No, don't tell me what you do. That would affect the reading. Never mind. What's your first name?
Marianne.
Marianne, well, welcome to the show from Cleveland, Ohio, Marianne. Are you a fan of Drew Carey?
Not really.
Oh, now you do know that whole show, though, was about Cleveland, Ohio.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't watch much TV.
Oh, well, see, I don't even know how we could communicate. Sorry. Actually, I don't watch that much TV, but there are certain shows that I think I watched two episodes.
She's
of that
lying.
Show.
She's totally lying.
Not true. I really don't watch that much TV. How can I help you this evening?
All right. Well, I have a question relative to job, and I don't know how specific it would be helpful to be, but we're going through a lot of changes where I'm at. They're giving people an option to relocate or be terminated.
Oh, wow.
And I just, you know, it's one of those, I don't know, not everybody is going to be affected by this, so I don't know if I'm one of the quote-unquote lucky ones that might escape this. I don't know if I should be looking elsewhere within the company, elsewhere outside of the company. So just kind of looking for some perspective on job.
Okay, let me see here. I mean, the first thing I want to tell you is when it comes to perspective on your job, I'll be honest with you, do I think that there's a chance that you might be replaced or let go, laid off, et cetera, et cetera? I think there is a slight chance of that. I hate to be the one to tell you that. Really, I wish you had called into someone else's show so I didn't have to tell you this. But I think it – and can I tell you something? What the angels are telling me is that it's actually time for a move. I know that sounds like you're thinking, no, I don't want to. I'm comfortable and you want to avoid it. This is going to sound kind of weird, but somehow I feel like you're not going to be told your job is over. You're going to be given an option to work in either a different area or in a different location, so it'll be your choice whether or not you stay. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay. That's because that's kind of how I'm getting this. Like, they're not saying, no, you're not going to have a job. They're saying your job in some way, shape, or form will be affected, but you have the ability to say yay or nay. So you'll have to change a little bit what you're doing, and the pay will be almost the same, but here's the reason why they're saying it, because there's going to be more travel. For whatever reason, more costs involved. Again, I don't know what you do, and I don't understand why they're saying this, but I bet it's very clear to you.
Yeah, I'm not sure. So if I relocated,
okay,
there would be.
Yeah, well, obviously, if you relocated. But I'm being shown that you will... It is going to kind of trickle down to you. It
okay.
might take a little while, but I feel like it will eventually trickle down to you.
Okay.
All okay.
Right. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Well, that's all right. Are they suggesting I leave and look for another company?
Actually, what they're not suggesting that at all.
Okay.
They're saying write it out. If you write it out, that will be your very best thing that you can do.
Okay.
Because if they're, you know, I'm asking them, should you go look for a new company, go look for a new job, and they're saying no. Like, it's definitely not time for that. Because the other thing that they're showing me is that even though you may have to switch the place you're working, you'll still mostly get to do what you like doing, and that's really all that matters.
So
I'm asking them some other questions, and I'm not repeating out loud just to try and get some answers for you. But the other thing that they're telling me is that it's kind of exciting for you, even though it's scary, for a little bit of change. Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so that's good. So they're saying that's what they're saying. They're saying, you know, with change comes, you know, new opportunities, new possibilities. And so don't be afraid of this new life that you're going to have coming at you, because life changes are inevitable, right? So
right.
It's a good thing. And they're saying you've been playing it safe for so long, it's time.
Okay.
Is that true?
Probably, although I wanted another 2 years because a lot of my circumstances change 2 years from now. So I can afford
Understood
to
completely.
Take
mm-hmm.
more risk then.
I do understand.
Yeah.
I would say to you, I don't think the change is immediate, but it is coming, and I'm just going to tell you it's going to work out. Don't
okay.
fret over it. It will work out, because I'm being they're telling me the angels are protecting you, so don't worry. It's going to work out. You'll probably walk away and say, wow, I can't believe it worked out as well as it did. It could have been really worse. So
yeah.
Everything, the timing's going to work out, so don't worry.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
All right. Can I ask
Marianne,
one other question?
Yes, because you're from Cleveland.
Oh, well, thank you. I have someone I was seeing 4 years ago come back in my life, and I'm just not sure that it's the right relationship for me or not. So looking for some insights on that.
Well, okay, here's the thing. I see it's hot in Cleveland. Ah, I just had to get that television reference in. Okay. What I really see is that this is working out, but it's, can I say boring? Is that? Okay, I can. Okay. All right, you get it. Okay. That's,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, that's what I'm seeing. It's really, it's boring. And so so that's why I say, you know, it could work out if you were willing to accept boring. And I don't
okay.
think you want to. So, you know, I know, sorry. That's what, see, you call a psychic, guess what you get.
That's all right. That's what I was looking for.
Okay, all right. So so my advice to you is, you know, I always say ride the wave, but in this case, if you keep riding that way, well, no, that sounds terrible. I'm going to take that. That's
she
a really
needs
bad
a
surfboard. That's a bad analogy. Let's just say this. I don't think you should continue in the relationship if you don't see it going anywhere, because whenever we're in relationships in particular, we kind of create cords. And other people can
right.
sense those cords, right? So
yep.
you, if you know, you do want to find that special someone, that perfect companion, and he does exist. So my suggestion is to, you know, if you don't see it moving forward, then maybe it's time to cut the cords so that you can make yourself available for a new suitor. Does that make sense?
It
okay.
does.
Okay.
All right. Well,
there
thank you so
go.
Much.
Oh, you are more than welcome. You're feel free to listen to the show. I'll mute you, but you can stay
oh,
on
good.
If you'd like.
Thank
okay.
You. Yes,
you're welcome.
Thanks.
Take care and Happy New Year.
Oh, same to you.
Thank you. Bye bye now. Okay. Well, that was a. That
I
was
think
a,
she knows the skipper.
The skipper too. No, why you said that?
Harriet.
The Gilligan's Island. Oh yes, and I knew the song. I just not because I watched TV, of course. Just. I.
Everybody
I,
out there who listens to us knows. We she like, watches Dance Moms and every reality
and yes,
show there is.
It just so happens Dance Moms had their first episode on last night of the new season. And I actually only watched half of it because Parenthood was coming on that my husband likes to watch.
Another TV show.
So I had to actually walk from the living room into
oh,
the back room.
Oh, my gosh.
And my daughters come running in, you're not going to watch Dan? I'm like, well, no, because I promised Daddy I'd watch Parenthood with him. And I want to sit with your father for a while. So they're like, okay. So why am I telling you this? Here's the reason. Because after everyone went to bed, I snuck back downstairs and watched the rest of Dan's
Did
Mom.
You really?
I really did because I wanted it. Even though I know it's somehow scripted, it must be. I
yeah,
believe that
and that's,
it is.
And that's my problem with reality shows. I feel like they're all fake.
I
feel like
they,
they're just all fake.
I agree with you, and I would agree with you, because I do feel like they're all fake, too. But yet, still, that one, I think we all, like, sometimes we enjoy watching a person just, I don't know, like they explode at each other, and it just cracks me up.
Yeah.
Because I know that human nature is not to handle it the way these people handle it.
Well, right, that's
it.
Why I feel, I watch it, and I go, oh, my gosh, this is so fake.
Well,
and then
I
don't watch it anymore. That's why I really don't watch reality shows.
Ah, who asked me about American Idol?
Hmm? Yeah, I watch in the beginning when it's just the people that are funny. After that, I don't watch it anymore.
I don't watch it anymore. I actually didn't watch the rest of The Voice either.
Oh,
I
really?
Missed, like, the last, like, five episodes.
Yeah, I don't like getting sucked into it. I'm more about TV that's not real.
Yeah.
That's
no,
why
I get
watch
it.
TV.
I get it. There's some good stuff out there. Let's go ahead and take our very next caller, shall we?
Sure.
Okay. This one, oh, I know this number, 678.
Hello.
Hello, Susie. How are you?
Hello.
Hi, Susie.
How are you
Happy
doing?
New
Happy New Year.
Happy
Thank
New Year
you.
To you, too.
Sound
yes,
like you,
you know,
are in a good mood.
I'm good.
You're good?
Very good. Yes, I am.
What have
am.
You been drinking?
Funny you should say that.
No, I know you too well. You're not drinking.
Yeah, I really am.
Really? I mean, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. You've always said that you don't like to drink, really.
I don't drink, yes. I decided to break open my $7 Moscato
Moscato.
Oh, yummy.
Yes,
we,
it's
I
got,
never had
Moscato. It's an
oh,
and it's delicious.
Okay.
Listen, there's a bottle of Moscato in you could get it at Walmart, and uh-huh. it is in a blue bottle, and it's an Asti.
Okay,
right.
okay.
Delicious.
Okay, we will look for it.
I'll look for it.
However,
you know,
I was having casual
teas
with
worse.
Oh, no. You know, when you're in Moscato, they call us the baby stage.
Oh, is that it? Okay. Well, here's
yeah.
the thing. Jessica and I never had Moscato until
yeah,
we
never
were at
it.
The Winterfest with my sister.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to Two Old Hags,
yeah.
which was like a wine, you know, it was like a little it's wine
a little
corner
wine bar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And and my sister said, you're going to love this. And we loved it.
It was so good.
Yes.
Yeah. And you
yes,
know how
it's
you
like
know
a,
Ahead,
no,
sorry.
Don't say the O word, okay?
What? No.
Okay.
I was
going
to say, you know how you know we're all wine connoisseurs? When the sentence
okay.
starts out, where'd you get that wine? And they go to Walmart. I love it, which is exactly where I get my wine. So
very good. It's really good. And you know what? But I did have casualty with the darn cork, so... And I just bought a new, because, you know, I never had one before. I bought a new cork remover thingy. And
oh, you're kidding.
And
did you get the automatic kind? Oh, yeah.
It broke apart. I have to do something else.
Yes. You know what God's trying to tell you? God's trying to tell you, buy your wine by the box. With the screw top. That's right.
I like that.
That's how they sell the chocolate wine.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay,
how are you doing, Susie?
I have two questions for you. Question number one. Okay, put your guys on hold there, and so they're waiting for this question.
Okay.
What kind of Valentine's Day is it going to be for Jessica and I? Not together, of course. Separately.
I was going to say, because that would be a whole new
that might be a little disturbing.
New path I never knew she went down. Okay. I had broken out in a sweat there for a minute. I thought,
I got too worried.
All right. Well, first of all, I see you, Susie, going out on Valentine's Day with a group of people and just having a really great time. So I do see that happening for you. And I think you'll be having a really... Oh, with a man.
She wants to have a date for Valentine's Day.
Yes,
just like
that was the thing. Yeah.
I think, Susie, you and I better go out on Valentine's Day.
I think you might have better.
Well, that's our only hope, I guess.
No. Now let's hold it. I want to get serious for a minute because there's
nothing
to tap in.
Seriously serious here.
Okay.
Yeah,
so the first thing I'm going to tell you, Susie, and I mean this. I do see you going out with a group. There may be a guy with you for sure, but I do see you going out in a group on February 14th. I see that happening.
Okay.
I do see it happening. Now, Jessica.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yes.
It must be on a Thursday then. Yes, it is, because that's Teen Trivia night.
Oh, see. And you would be out with a group of people. Okay. So there you go.
And are there men in your group, Susie?
Yes, but nobody interesting.
Nobody interesting? Well, maybe somebody new will join.
No, my man is not in the group unless the man comes with me.
Well, that could happen. Maybe he'll want to come to Team Trivia.
That's right. You could invite him.
That's right, but it wouldn't be terribly romantic.
Well, let me ask you this question. It doesn't matter where the location is as long as you're with the right guy.
That's right.
You know? I mean, truthfully.
True.
You know?
That's true.
And so that's... So what's your other question?
My other question is, I was just making a bucket list vision board type thing for this year in 2013 for myself, and... The main thing that I would like for that is I want to go with my man to New York City for Thanksgiving. There's going to be no cooking for this girl if I could help it. So do you see that happening?
Do I see you going to New York with your guy? Okay, let me take a look.
For Thanksgiving.
Here.
I want to go to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. That's my bucket list.
Okay. Actually, I do see. I'm getting a very strong yes to that. So I do believe that you could actually make that happen.
Cool.
I do believe you can make that happen.
Cool. That's exciting.
Yes,
I
it is.
I believe you can make that happen. That would be
that
so cool.
Yes, that is so. Has been so in my heart for so many years. But, of course, you don't want to go alone. You want to go with your special person. I know Jessica knows about this.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's like you could go with your friends. You could go with your kids. But it's not the same if you don't go with your guy.
Right, I agree.
Yeah, last time I was in New York, I sat on the lion outside the library. The police came and made me get off. But we were able to sell the picture.
How mean is that?
I know. I'm like, come on, let this old country girl have some fun. But they're like, ma'am, get off. Yeah. You'll have to get down now. Otherwise, you know, I'm like, okay. Quick, take
in
the
New
picture.
York, they treat Yeah, in New York, it's like they treat everybody like a criminal suspect. Seriously.
Well, yeah. I mean, I grew up in Jersey, so I know New York pretty well, and you know, I have to say, New York is awesome.
It is awesome.
It is
yes,
awesome.
It is.
And if you really want to enjoy the views of New York, because I did this, my older daughter loves New York as well, so I just downloaded an app for her. It's a cam of New York City, Manhattan, Times Square. All the
really?
Well, not 42nd. Yeah, 42nd. Yeah, well, the playhouses are. Yeah, and you can see all the theaters, and it's just wonderful.
But, you know, the Macy's Day Parade, Susie, is so crowded beyond belief.
Doesn't matter.
I know, but I really want to be, like, right there, right in front of, you know, where they do all the band things and stuff, right where the camera is. And I want to be able to. I absolutely love the dancing and stuff. And
yeah.
I love the bands moving together and everything. And
yeah.
It's just so exciting for me. I want to go to Radio City Music Hall. I want to
rock
go to Rockefeller Center to go ice
yep.
skating. I want to go to Penn Station. And I want to take the LIRR out of the city in order to get, you know, to stay at a hotel that's kind of
right.
off the beaten path and then travel the railroad back into Penn Station.
Wow. You know, that sounds great. I'm sure you have, too, done all those things. And I had traveled many times to New York City on a train.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
you were high class. I had to take the bus.
Well, now, you know, let me explain something here. This was, I used to take the train, but then since my grandfather worked for the crematory, we used to park the car at the crematory, go in and visit him and all the dead people in his hair, because that's what he used to sing when he came home to take a shower. Gonna wash the dead people right out of my hair. Anyway.
gross.
And then we'd take the orange bus to the Port Authority.
I see.
Yes. And then we'd go buy our show tickets at Tix, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah. But you know, at least the highlight of that story is when everything was done and we got back to the crematory, my grandfather would let us roam around and look at things. So that was kind of cool.
Look at dead people?
There are stories I can never tell again, so I don't think I will tell those stories. But, yeah, no, you know, he used to like pointing to all the famous urns. Oh, yeah, well, there
are some
famous people in the urns, you know.
Oh.
It was kind of cool.
Okay.
It was actually a lot of fun. He was cool. He was a really cool dude. But, you know, that's the kind of thing, like, you tell people and they're like, okay, that's gross and
it's
bizarre.
It's a little disturbing.
No, it really is. That's a very...
No.
That, your grandfather's profession is something that... only very special people can do.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so
exactly.
He had to be very special.
Well, and the thing was, my parents always brought us up to be proud, no matter what person a job a person may have. You actually were brought up to be proud of that as long as they were a hard worker.
Right.
My dad used to tell us, I don't care if you're a doctor, a lawyer, or a garbage collector, as long as whatever you do, you give it 110%. Yeah?
Right.
That's why it was like kind of, okay. So they were very proud of what he did. Of course, they weren't, well, I'm not going to go into detail, but there's some self-relationship.
Okay.
But we saw some great plays, and that's what's really important. And we got free parking to boot, so there you go. But you would be surprised. I mean, my grandfather was he was so cool. He was, like, so cool. It was cool. It was just so much fun because...
Wonderful.
I'm just laughing just thinking about some of these things. He was so proud when anybody famous came in to get cremated. He couldn't wait to tell us.
Ew.
I know, it's kind of weird. Anyway, okay, so...
Okay, anyway. So Nevin, what do we got for Jessica for Valentine's Day?
See,
standing right over me.
You know, I wasn't going to stop. Let me tell you more about the crematory. She doesn't want to make
you
cry.
No.
Oh, no.
You're going to be sitting alone on Valentine's Day.
We can't be
0
for 2, okay?
Okay, here's the thing.
We cannot be 0 for 2 here.
Did you know John F. Kennedy Jr. was cremated?
Don't be distracted.
Okay.
No.
All right. Here's the thing, Jessica.
Not looking good, Jessica.
I know you were going to ask me if you were going to be going out with your special someone on February 14th.
And the answer is no.
I don't see that you will. And I'm not saying you're not going to be dating someone. I just don't feel like you would be at the point where you'd go out on Valentine's Day. Because that carries a lot of significance. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
You're
going to
be dating
with
somebody by May. And so
that's
is
what
Susie
you
Q.
keep saying.
I know. Listen,
May's
a big
month. I have somebody.
But you know
yeah.
what's going to happen? Come May, Susie's going to have somebody. She's going to say, psh, I'm not doing your chat room anymore. You're going to have somebody. You're like, I'm not co-hosting the show anymore. I'll be sitting here all by myself. You two will be out partying, you know, going to the crematory, parking the car, going to see the bride. No, I don't picture that. No, but I do see some good times ahead for both of you, and I know you're both going to be with those special guys, so that's kind of neat. You know, so there you go. I would like to say that I definitely saw you both in a committed love relationship by February 14th.
But that's not far away.
I know.
And considering neither of us have met that special someone.
Exactly. So the truth is, you know, I don't think that it's that wrong of a prediction.
You're probably very right.
See, there you go.
My birthday is in May.
Oh, my God. See, so maybe for your birthday, God is going to send you Mr. Right.
Wouldn't that be the ultimate birthday present?
He's
going to
wrap him in a space suit.
Yes, that's the ultimate birthday present, okay?
Yes,
wouldn't it be,
there you
though?
Go.
Wouldn't that just be wonderful? I think that would
yes,
be a great
it is.
Thing. Seriously,
by May,
Mr.
Jessica,
Right.
Jessica,
are you
by
ready?
May.
By May, hey, I'm ready.
Yes. I wonder what Dr. Ginny's going to be doing in May.
I know.
Buying me a birthday present.
I'm going to be buying Jessica. See, May is the kickoff of what I call the summer break for the kids. It's
right.
not what I call, it's what it's called.
That's what it is.
That's what it is. And so I will be, would you mind getting
this? So gross.
Hey, I'm going to be graduating
Susie,
in
is
May.
Susie, so gross. What?
Uh-oh. I'm going to be graduating in May.
No
That's
way.
Right.
That's awesome.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. Can I tell you something?
Go ahead.
I know that you were thinking that when you graduated you wouldn't have opportunities, but I do see opportunities for you when you graduate. I know that. And so I don't want you to be nervous. You're going to be surprised what opportunities are going to come your way. And I have to say, you are a really good decorator because, you know, I saw those before and after pictures of your house. And let me tell you, you have to be good to pull off what you pulled off in such a short period of time. I'm so impressed, truly, okay? And I want to say this. Georgia 81462, who, you know, has called into the show before, actually. She just put this up here, and she says, if I can read it, Jessica, believe Dr. Ginny. In November 2011, she told me I would be engaged and possibly married in 12 to 16 months. I thought she was crazy, as many often do. Then, wham, boom, bang, I got engaged in mid-December. If my now fiance had his way, oh wait, I think she was writing more. Hold on. We'd already be married.
He would already be married.
Aww.
Sweet. Aww. See?
That's nice.
So listen to what I say. I really do think that guy is coming, and for both of you. And you know, it's not a long time to wait. And thank you, Georgia, for that validation.
That was
sweet. I appreciate it. And I know it means a lot for Jessica and Susie because. We all know what it's like when we want to meet that special someone. And, you know, I'm going to say this. It's so easy for somebody to say, okay, well, what's a few more months or what's another year, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's so easy if that person has somebody for them to say that.
Right.
So I do
That's
realize
right.
how difficult it is and also scary because you're putting yourself out there, and then you have to learn to trust people.
That's the hard
part. And that's
part.
A hard
yeah.
thing to do, isn't it? Yeah.
It is for me, yeah. yeah.
Is it for you, Susie? Yeah, mm-hmm.
it
it's
is.
A hard
but,
thing to
do. I'm ready, and I'm in that place that I could trust this person.
Well, you can, and I think you have Moscato courage. So,
okay.
So,
and that
so
gives you a lot of
that
courage.
That gives you a lot of courage. Let me tell you.
We just have to put and we have to put behind us what we've already been through, and
right,
we have
right.
to start with a fresh slate, because everybody is not like that person or persons that we...
That is correct.
Right.
That's right. And remember that there's always that window. And I know this sounds weird, because I know a lot of people, once they turn the age of 40 or anything above that, they say, oh, well, you know, if all the good ones have already been taken.
Mm-hmm.
And that's absolutely not true, because there's always, I call
that's
it
right.
the window of opportunity. And hear me clearly on this. This is why you never
okay.
pass up an opportunity. There, whenever somebody either gets divorced, the wife
mm-hmm.
divorces him, or he divorces the wife, or
that's right.
the spouse unfortunately passes away, there's a certain
mm-hmm.
window of opportunity. And you have to get the guy within that window. Usually
right.
it's anywhere from
so you have
six,
to rush in.
I hate to say it. It's usually anywhere from 6 months to a year and a half, okay, to eight,
right.
between six and 18 months, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's your window of opportunity. Now, I'm serious about this.
Mm-hmm.
If
yes.
you if you get in during that window of opportunity, then you have a real chance for a great relationship. Once it goes
yes.
beyond that, that person either will decide to stay and play the match.com game,
mm-hmm.
you know, where they just date endlessly for mm-hmm. meaningless one-nighters, or they just decide that they don't want to have a relationship at all, and they just put themselves in what I call the dating bubble, which means they don't date at
right.
all. So you have to get a hold of the person during that window of opportunity.
That's absolutely the truth.
So it's just like people's buying is cyclical. People will buy in cycles. Everyone in marketing, we learn people buy in cycles. It's cyclical. So it's the same thing with men. So if you're not always out there looking, and I don't mean standing in a corner with a sign, but you need to always look for opportunities where they're presented, and jump on those opportunities. And again, bad analogy. I don't mean jump on the men, but you know what I'm talking
right.
about, right? Okay. So
save a horse,
you know.
Ride a cowboy.
Well, there you go. And I will tell you that we went to St. Augustine on Saturday.
Yes, we did.
We went to St. Augustine, and it was a very last minute, you know, my girls, my daughters said, hey, let's go to St. Augustine,
mm-hmm.
and Jessica said, sure, let's. I said, okay, I'm game. We'll make a girls' day of it, so we did. And we had stopped in a place to eat on the way home,
mm-hmm.
and I tried to find a table close. It was like a... It was called Hooligans, not Hula Hands.
Right.
And and I tried to find a table close to the bar because there were a lot of guys sitting there. And I said, and Jessica said, no, I don't want to sit here. I want to sit there. And I said, so I nudged her. I said, yeah, but there's all the cute guys at the bar. And she said, yeah, I already checked. They're all with women. It's like, oh, okay. So she scoped out the territory.
She's got the routine now. Okay.
Yeah, I'm out of practice, so I did not notice. But I was really glad that she looked, and that's like an opportunity you don't want to miss, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, I scope out everywhere I am. I know if you're married in a minute.
That, you know, and so can you imagine? But there is a certain guy that Jessica met. Again.
A certain guy?
There's a certain guy that you actually. Okay, I'm going to say this. We all know from the Sunday night show, Grace
mm-hmm.
actually made
mm-hmm.
a prediction for Jessica, correct, Susie?
Yes.
Okay. And she said she'd meet someone through her work, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, lo and behold, one of the contractors at her company is moving. She had met him once, and he moved away to work the Melbourne or something
mm-hmm.
area. And he showed up at, like, the Christmas party. It's an office, just a little office. And guess what? She said, well,
yeah, he's moving back.
But she said something else.
Well, I didn't really find him. I don't know. There's something about him. I liked him, but I didn't find him too appealing. I don't know why. And I looked at him. He got his hair cut. I'm like, wow, he looks so cute.
That's what she said. She said he was really cute. And I said, see, Grace's prediction can truly come true.
We'll see.
Yeah. Well, I haven't told Grace yet because I'm waiting for the first date. And then I'm going to call her and say, ha, 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 ha.
We'll see. He didn't match
yes.
the name she gave, though.
But you said his – well, I don't want to say his name. But
no, don't say his name, but it didn't match. what she said.
Okay, but that's okay. That's a little, you know, we could be a little off every once in a while.
And you're right. And you're right. And you know what? Whatever happens, happens. I'm a, and you know, I'm a free spirit.
Eating a strawberry. we're eating some strawberries right now, so we're trying to chew, and that's terrible. That was really, really
very good,
wasn't it?
They are good, aren't they?
I know. I wonder where they came from. I mean, I know Publix.
Publix.
Who grows strawberries this
Publix.
Time of year?
it is strawberry season now in Florida.
Is it really?
Strawberry season is like February.
Yeah, I think it's
February.
It's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming to usually May, and we have Pappy's strawberry patch here.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Pappy's Strawberries Patch, and he's been open for years. And
you can pick them yourself.
You can pick them yourself, and they're so darn good.
So
right?
And they're huge,
and they're huge.
And they're delicious.
So that's
yes,
good.
Yes, it's almost
okay.
Strawberry festival time.
Yep.
There, you know, I'll tell you, Susie, you're going to have to come for a visit.
Well, you know, now that my mother has crossed over.
Oh, and I'm so sorry
no.
to hear about that, Susie.
Okay, thank you. She, you know, I will not have to have any reason to have to go to any other coast other than that coast that you gals were on. So
there you are, great.
Yes, another thing on my bucket
visit.
List. Yes, that would be very, very awesome. And that's another thing on my bucket list with my man going to Disney.
Oh, that's a nice idea.
Disney?
Disney, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I got Disney tickets for Christmas this year. For Disney.
Oh, it is
fun.
Yes. Somebody
oh,
take
that's
me.
So fun.
Yeah, yeah. So that's going to be fun. I'm going to enjoy this. And you know what? I like that idea. Susie, that's really good. You just remember this. When you come, we like Moscato. So, you know, feel free
doesn't
to bring
have
a
to
bottle.
Work.
Really, it's for tough. It could be in a box. It's okay.
Bring the case.
That's right. Oh, gosh. Well, Susie, listen, I'm so glad you called in, okay? Truly.
Okay.
And,
thank you very much for your official predictions for Jessica and I.
You are very, very
welcome. And
we're
holding you to it.
Yeah.
Holding you to it because I always say I'm never right, I'm never wrong, but I stand behind my angels. So
okay.
Whatever they say, I absolutely stand behind.
That's
good.
Right.
All right.
Okay,
all right, Susie,
you ladies
listen.
have a beautiful new year ahead of you. And everybody
thank you.
Else,
and,
Susie.
And go a little easy on that bottle, okay?
I can't promise that.
She broke the cork. She's got to drink
gotta
the whole
finish
thing.
The whole thing.
Yeah,
go,
I'm like, I looked at the bottle and said, darn, I'm going to have to drink the whole bottle now.
You got to remember that one.
Yeah. Sounds like a good excuse.
Works for me. Listen,
yep.
God bless you, Susie. We'll talk soon, okay?
Love you.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
She's funny.
She's
that was
so
funny.
Funny.
I have to tell you now, I've known Susie for about 4 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never known Susie to have a glass of alcohol.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, and I know we've talked about it, and she has said that she's, you know, she has a hard time when she used to go out with the singles groups
mm-hmm.
because she's not a drinker.
Right.
You know? So she's actually had to practice a little bit to make that happen.
She's had to practice drinking.
She's had to practice drinking, yeah, which is just kind of funny. Let's go ahead and take our very next caller, shall we, which is area code 214 with a prefix of 226. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, this is Lashandra.
I'm sorry, can you speak up just a little?
Yes, this is Lashandra.
Lashandra, well, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
And where are you calling from, Lashandra?
I'm in Mississippi. You spoke to me like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, really? Okay, from Mississippi. Great. Well, how can I help you this evening?
Okay. The job that I went to the interview for in Texas, I didn't get that position. So I emailed the recruiter, and I spoke with him today and asked him about another position at the college, and he told me that he emailed the college president, which her last name is, well, her first name is Erin, and he said that he, you know, spoke to her about it, but he hadn't heard a response yet.
Okay.
So I'm just wondering, do you see them bringing me on in that other
position? Yeah, they're making every effort to bring you on. They're making absolutely every effort to bring you on. And they're going to continue to do so. They like you. So I do see that this is going to happen for you. Do not give up hope. Believe and know that it's going to happen.
Okay. Do you know when they will let me know something?
I think that they definitely will let you know something. But I see that you'll probably have to make one or two follow-up calls. And I feel very strongly that there's going to be an opening there for you. It may not happen immediately, but an opening will come.
Okay. Do you see it being like in February or something?
You know, I can't say that I see it in February. I almost kind of feel like they're going to bring you on very late. And then you'll be in place for next year, too. Do you know what I'm saying? I feel it's a later hire than February.
Really?
Actually, yeah, I don't know why I'm seeing April, you know.
April?
I mean,
wow. Well, I'm trying to move to Texas, so do you see anything else coming up for me?
When are you trying to move to Texas?
I was trying to obtain a job first, but I was trying to move at least by February, March.
Mm-hmm. Okay. See, the funny thing is, when I ask, are you going to be moving, I'm not seeing the moving, but I am seeing the job opportunity in April, which, again, is very late, but that's what I'm seeing.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
So no move until then.
Yeah. No, I don't. I hate to say it. I don't. Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I wish I could say I did, but I'm not seeing it right now, so I'm so sorry. I see the job opportunity in April and no move. Okay?
Okay.
All right. I hope that helps. It's probably not what you wanted to.
Are you saying that you see the job opportunity and that's when you see me moving, or you don't see a move at all?
No, I do see an eventual move. I see an eventual move in the next 18 to 24 months.
Oh, 18 to 24, wow.
Yeah, I know, that's a long time, right?
Yeah, because the position I interviewed for is in Texas, so.
Yeah, it's, you know, I have to go with what the angels are showing me. So,
okay,
18 to 24 months. And, you know, sometimes it doesn't fit what we think we're going to be doing, but it's really important. And again, you know, it's kind of weird. What I need to say about this is, just because I've said it doesn't mean you have to make it reality, and doesn't mean that that's what you're going to manifest. You can continue to manifest exactly what you want, and you can change the reality by making more efforts, for instance, in a certain direction. So never think, whether it's my reading or anybody else's, you know, that's just for that given moment, and it can change. But for what my angels are showing me right now, job April, move 18 to 24 months.
Okay.
Okay, sweetie. All right.
All right, thank you.
Listen, God bless you. Thank you for calling in, okay?
Okay, you too.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead on to our next caller. Looks like she's calling in from 661 with a prefix of 748. Okay. So I'll go back to her because she didn't respond. So I'll play a little song, and hopefully she'll maybe she ran to the restroom or something. Yeah, and maybe, wake up. Okay, I'm going to do this one because I like it, and it was from my favorite movie of 2012. We'll be back in two, everybody. Heart And you're back with the Christian Psychic Cafe. You know, actually, while that song was playing, I was getting a message for LaShondra, and I would like LaShondra, if you're within earshot, if you're within, mm-hmm. I don't want to get shot. If you can hear this, please pick up the phone and call us back. 323-679-0882, 323-679-0882. Because I do have some additional messages, very good messages that the angels came through with. And if you're not, maybe, I don't know if you're listening to this or not, and I don't see you calling in, so I'm just going to go ahead and say this. The angels are showing me, number one, the school. You're talking about working at the school or the college or whatever. I'm getting that your life's purpose with the schooling is going to pay off, and that the angels are guiding you with this. But the other thing that they're telling me is that they do see a happy new move. So when you do make that move, it's going to be right on the money, and it's going to be something that you're really going to like. And they're saying that the move for employment will be right, and the move for work will be right. So they're actually kind of putting their blessing on both. So even though I can't tell you exactly how that's going to happen, I do see that it's coming through. And they're saying that this is ushering in what they call positive new energy. So hopefully that'll be a boost up for you. I also see something else. Even though that other job won't start till April, for some reason I'm seeing that you're going to have the opportunity to do some work in the meantime. I don't think it'll be exactly what you wanted. It won't be a permanent thing, but there is going to be an opportunity that's going to come up between now and then. So that's good, too. So that'll give you an opportunity to have some additional income coming in.
Well, that sounds good.
Yeah. So, you know, and as I was playing the music, it was all started coming to me, so I wanted her to know that. And I hope she either hears it or maybe plays back the show and listens.
Yeah,
and
there you go.
Hears it that way. That would be really good. So let's say a prayer that she gets that very positive message from her angels. And Jessica, is there anything? We last weekend when we went to St. Augustine.
Mm-hmm.
There was something I know that we wanted to share with folks about that trip that we thought was. Oh, we did geocaching in downtown St. Augustine.
Right, which,
you know,
a lot of people don't know what that is.
Right, and so what that is that's a group of people who belong to all these geocaching clubs. You actually work with a handheld GPS,
mm-hmm.
and you're given coordinates like north 29 dot whatever, whatever, dot whatever,
mm-hmm.
And west 081 dot whatever, 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 whatever. Okay, and so you use that to find, you know, you in our case, we walked, and then we use that to get to the location, and then it gets us within 2 feet of the hidden treasure,
mm-hmm.
okay? And the neat part, folks, this doesn't cost anything to do this.
No, it's totally free, and
totally
it's so
free.
Much fun.
And it's so much fun, and so we've been so many times to St. Augustine, all us girls, that it'd be fun to see what geocaches
mm-hmm.
were hidden within, that we never saw.
Well, and they had them right in downtown, old
right
historic
downtown.
St.
Yeah.
Augustine.
And it was so cool, and so we went, and we were in front of the Leitner Museum,
mm-hmm.
and I can't say where this item
no.
was, because I don't want to give it away. But it was, let's just say it was very magnetic.
And it was so teeny-weeny.
Yeah, but we found it, and then you open up the item, and it's all waterproof, and then you log in your name.
Mm-hmm.
And we were called the Fab Five Gals, but now we're Hunt for Fun.
Okay.
Because I don't know when I re-registered. So that's what we're called. And so we got to go all over. And the one place that we got to, it was too dark, they were just closing it, was an old Civil War cemetery,
mm-hmm.
and where Civil War soldiers were buried. And we have great respect, you know, for any soldiers, regardless.
Oh, yeah.
And
we didn't even know that cemetery was there.
And that's why geocaching is so much fun, because if, you know, we've been through St. Augustine how many times, and this was like 2 miles off the beaten trail
mm-hmm.
path, and we would not have found that. So we were able to go there, and now we're going to go back, and that'll be a blast.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Because we love doing that. And we also, what was that place? We went to the wine tour, which was really interesting, too. The wine tour was great because you get we kept getting back in line.
Well, because the last wine tasting we went there, well, this weekend, because of the holiday, was extremely, extremely crowded.
Yeah, it really
so there
was.
Were like triple the amount of people there would normally. So they didn't do the normal wine tasting because it took too long. So they just
right.
had the little tiny samples,
yeah.
which was disappointing. So that's why
it
we
was.
Went through several times.
Yes.
We're like,
did.
Oh, we really like that. Let's
yeah.
try that again.
We'd like to try that again. We enjoyed ourselves, though, didn't we?
We did.
Yes. And then my daughter, I handed her the keys immediately.
Yes, that was
yes,
very
yes.
mature of you.
And I said, well, let's go do the wine tasting. And it was great,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it was a lot of fun.
I love that winery. And actually,
so
my
nice.
Son and his
fiancé. Did we announce it on the show? We
yes.
did, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we did.
And now they're yes. engaged.
Engaged.
And they went for their first romantic New Year's Eve together alone.
Yeah, and that's so cool.
That was great because they normally, you know, they have lots of friends, so they normally go to parties. And
right.
they decided to have a romantic day in St. Augustine, spent the night in a hotel, and funny enough, I called them, you know, after the ball dropped, and we're all going, yay, yay,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. They were sleeping.
Yeah.
I found that hilarious.
I do, too, because when you're in St. Augustine and it's New Year's Eve, you just, I mean, there's so many great places
I know.
To go and party.
Well, they had
and,
gone, they had been out the whole day, and they decided
yeah.
to go back to the hotel for when the ball dropped, and they were both tired,
well,
so they fell asleep.
But I'm
and
glad
he's, and my son
time.
Said he didn't wake up till
did you
I called him.
Well, and it was funny because we did the same thing on New Year's Eve. We decided to have a quiet New Year's Eve. You decided to have a quiet
mm-hmm.
New Year's Eve. And it was just very laid back. And it was nice, though.
It
you
was
know?
Nice.
It
was
nice.
Nice.
It was a good time. And I think, though, if you're – I mean, I love that Meehan's place in
oh,
St. Augustine.
Wow, yeah.
That's where I would have been.
Mm-hmm.
Because I like Irish kind
well,
of –
Well, it's an Irish pub,
yeah.
and it's very – it's got good dessert.
Yeah, their dessert is to die for.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, you know, if we could have fit another sliver of food.
I think we ate our way through St. Augustine.
We did. We got a hot. Kudos to the Columbia restaurant.
Oh, my gosh.
Really fantastic.
Awesome.
Beautiful atmosphere. Yeah, if you ever, anyone ever goes to St. Augustine on St. George Street, it's called the Columbia restaurant, and always ask for a table on the second floor.
Yes,
beautiful.
It's
really beautiful.
It's a Spanish restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
They have all different kinds of well, Spanish food.
Spanish food. Go figure. And it was really wonderful. It was delicious. But then we went to another cafe and we had crepes.
Yeah, that was a French
yeah.
cafe.
Yeah, so we did the we Spanish
traveled
lunch.
The world.
Then we did the French cafe for lattes
mm-hmm.
and crepes. And then we went to the Irish hooligans
yep.
for, later on that night. So we had a very multi-ethnic. And we came really on the way back to our houses. We're talking, and she's like, "My stomach hurts." I'm like, "So does mine." We ate our way through St. Augustine.
Yeah,
not a bad thing.
No, I ate so much. Oh my gosh,
it was a good time. We should take another caller, don't you think?
I think so.
I think we should. This caller is calling in from 618 with a prefix of 335. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, Jenny. This is Tina.
Hi, Tina. Oh gosh, Tina. Tina, I know exactly who this is. This is Tina the doll maker, correct?
Tina the doll maker, that's it.
Yes. Well, it's so nice to hear from you. How have you been?
Oh, I've been good. I've been really, really busy, but I've been good.
Tina makes the most gorgeous, gorgeous dolls you've ever seen.
Uh-huh.
But if I may, and she was kind enough to send me a beautiful doll that she had custom made with her mom.
I know,
and
I saw
so
it. It's absolutely
yeah.
beautiful.
Yeah, it just lovely. And as if memory serves me correct, Tina, you have gone back to college to get your master's degree, correct?
I have gone back to work on my master's in social work, which has been a lifelong dream.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things need to fall in place for me to continue with this, though, and I have to admit I'm getting worried. Finances is a big one, so
mm-hmm.
still have not heard back anything on my husband's application for VA disability, and it's been 2 years this month. So
wow.
I think they would have denied it by now if they were going to, but I don't know what
yeah.
to think, and I don't know if do I need to ruffle some.
Well,
bushes?
I don't see how, first of all, I don't see him being declined. He will get it.
Okay.
Okay, I don't see him being declined. I see red tape. I see more forms need to be filled out, but I do not see him getting declined.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, am I going to be able to keep a roof over my head over the next few months then until this comes in? Or?
The answer is yes. I do see that you're going to be able to keep a roof over your head. And I know you worry and you stress, but you're definitely, you could not be on more of the right path than what you are right now.
Okay.
Okay. So I think that you're definitely on the right path, and you need to make sure that no matter what, you achieve your goal. That is the most important thing. And there should be no reason why you can't do that.
I know, because I've been thinking, do I need to drop out of school? I mean, it's
no.
Just...
No, do no. not make that an option, Tina. Do not make that an option. I don't. I'm going to tell you, no matter what you have to do, you need to stay in that. You need to stay in school, because
yeah.
there is no more perfect job or position than the one you're going to be filling. Do you know what I'm saying? You need
yeah.
to. You need to jump on that. Okay.
Do I need? Is there some way I can hurry this up or get through this red tape or something? We called the VA rep, and he just complained about how he'd have to spend an hour on the phone to Chicago trying to get them to.
Okay, so this is what you do.
To,
you call the
yeah.
rep anyway, back, and you say, I can appreciate, listen to how I say this, I can appreciate an hour, maybe even two, on the phone is a very, very long time.
Yeah, but it's his job.
But
actually.
I've just waited two years. So
yeah.
you would so appreciate his help if he could give you a little bit more of his time and see what can be done to speed this up.
Okay.
Okay. That's how I would word it. You know, always say, can you please help me? Very few people actually say that anymore. You know, there's this great book, and it's called Words That Work by Dr. Frank Luntz. And it's this awesome book on words that motivate people to do what you're hoping that they would do. Like, there's two different ways of saying things. I'll give you an example. You no longer see alcohol or liquor in, let me explain, in a store you don't see liquors. Usually you see wine and spirits. And that's because several years back they decided when you see the word liquor, it makes you think of somebody, you know, tossing back one too many. But when you see the word fine wine and spirits, it makes you think of clinking, you know, the holiday glasses and everybody giving a toast. So it's a warm fuzzy. So it's not what you say, it's what the people hear. Remember I said earlier that was our phrase for tonight? And in fact, it's what you say to this man that will get him motivated to make that call on your behalf. So appeal to his kinder side. And say, can you please help me? You know, I'm in a serious situation here. This is, you know, and he understands that. He understands that. So I think that you will be able to motivate him to make that call on your behalf.
Okay. Well, my other option was to contact my congressman because that's part of what he's supposed to do too. So.
Well,
So I didn't know. You know.
Well, here's the thing, though. You know, I'm asking the angels, can you contact the congressman? I would say, of course, contact the congressman. And in addition to that, let this gentleman know, your rep, that you are contacting the congressman.
Okay.
Because it's, you know, it's funny how nobody wants a news story made out of their inability to get their job done.
Right. Well, I think he's just burnt out. So it's easy to blow off something that's going to take more time because he's just burnt out with it. So and I
right.
understand that, but
yeah,
you know,
well, of course, and I understand that too.
So.
But he needs to do his job. End of story. Because that's what
yeah.
our tax dollars pay him to do. Correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
Well,
there you go.
Do you think this is going to come through before the end of semester, because I don't have a whole lot to keep going on financially. Student loans, which aren't going to go very far, so.
I do see that you should be able to get this through. I do see. With the right pushing and pulling, you should be able to get it through, yes.
Okay. I just need to find the right people to get for it, I guess.
Yeah, and start shaking cages. I always say the squeaky wheel gets the grease, and we know that to be true. And
yeah.
I've proved it over and over again because I can get very squeaky.
I'm not saying the words.
Okay. All right, Tina. I am so glad you called in, and it's so good to hear from you, okay?
And I would like to set up an appointment with you for maybe later in the month. End of this month is the 30th, which is my mom's anniversary and Kevin's birthday. So,
oh my goodness,
I'm
sure
it's over. So, because they're same day. So, anyway,
I know. Well, you know what? That didn't happen by accident. Everything happens for a good reason. You know that. So, I'd love to do a private read for you. I think it's a great idea.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. God bless you, honey. It's so good to hear from you.
All righty.
Bye-bye now. She's such a delightful person.
Yeah, she
such
seems
a sweet, sweet person. Okay, we're going to go ahead and do this call right now. Here it looks like it is area code 818 with a prefix of 757.
Hello?
Hi, welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Lorena.
Lorena. Oh, that's a beautiful name.
Thank you.
And what part of the country are you calling from, Lorena?
Los Angeles, California.
Okay, very good. How can I help you?
Well, I was hoping to see if any of my loved ones that have passed are coming through for me.
Okay, let me take a look. We actually haven't had anybody ask that
tonight at all,
so that's a good thing. Let's see. Okay, so the first thing I'm going to tell you, the first person when I open that door is an older woman, a small frame, okay, gray hair, but smaller, on the very smallish side. And she's the first one that comes through. And I'm asking her to keep the door open so the others can join. I'm getting a younger man coming through.
Okay.
I'm seeing around 22 to 28, give or take. Let me check here. Hold on. I don't know how he died, but I know he had trouble walking at the end, if that makes any sense. Do you know who these people are?
The woman sounds like my mother. The male, I don't know.
Could have been somebody either you knew from work or from school. That you've just maybe you know of his passing. I know the mother figure, but he seems like somebody you knew better than that. I'm sorry. No. You know this person. He's got like a brownish hair, and it's kind of clean cut too, and it's not sloppy. Do you know what I mean? It's hold on a second. I'm trying to get a name. I'm not getting a clear name, but he's showing me excuse me, these opening closing things. Have you ever worked in the movie industry at all?
No.
Okay. He's showing me like one of those, you know, those things that they, when they do take one, take two, take three. He's showing me one of those. So I do not know what that is all about, but that's what he's showing.
I've done a lot of talk shows.
You've done a lot of talk shows. Okay. So that could be, it's somebody that you knew that was involved in that industry.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's what I'm seeing right now, and you knew him from that industry. Okay, now I have to go back again. Do you have an uncle that passed away?
I do.
Okay, because he came through the door next, and it's the energy that I get from the people. That's how I know what they are. So he feels it's uncle energy. He's like waving, like hi, you know. He's real happy and sweet and kind. And I'm going to now, your mother's waiting very patiently. Now, I'm just going to tell you this straight up. First thing your mother says is, I love you. I'm so proud of you. She wants you to know that. You know that, right?
I do.
Okay. And I'm sensing something in the chest area for her. May I ask, what, which he passed from?
Lung cancer.
Lung cancer, yeah, okay. That's what I'm sensing. And the only thing that I need to tell you is that she just wants to wrap her arms around you and give you the biggest hug. It's like so overwhelming. It's the love that's coming through from her to you. It's truly overwhelming, but she just keeps saying, "I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you." But she's saying something else. She's saying you were determined and you didn't give up. Do you know what that means?
I do. Okay.
And this is the other reason why she's so proud of you. She's very, very proud of you. Now, your uncle came through. Again, odd question. Was your uncle some kind of merchant?
He had a hotel. He owned a hotel.
Okay. I saw like a storefront.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest with you, I saw gold jewelry. Like he would sell, which is nothing like a hotel, okay? I mean, a hotel and having gold jewelry. Did he invest a lot in gold? Was that maybe something that he did?
He didn't invest, but he liked his gold chains.
Okay. Then that explains it. Because I'm seeing self-employed, but I'm seeing a lot of gold, like necklaces and, yeah. So that's, and the big, thick ones. So that would make sense. So he's there, and he doesn't, you know how like your mother is coming through wanting to hug you and just, you know, she wants you to feel her warmth and her love. That's like the most important thing. He comes through, and don't take this wrong, he comes through a little bit like the Wheeler Dealer. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
it does. Okay. All right. Because that's his energy that he comes through. He's kind of like, hey, you know, and you know, it doesn't mean that's, It's how he's being presented to me. So the Wheeler Dealer, the guy who always sees opportunity, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Et cetera. That's he comes across with that, and he's like basically, you know, and I'm not saying he's calling you booby, but it's kind of like, hey booby, how you doing? You know, that kind of thing. Does that make sense?
I don't know. I can't.
Hard to say. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he comes across, and this young man has just kind of stepped back now. He's not gone, but he stepped back. Now I'm going to ask you something that's a little hard for me to ask. Did you know a little girl that died when she was under the age of 10?
I didn't, but my husband's sister died when she was a baby.
Okay. This girl's looking like she's under the age of 10. Babies never come across as babies. They always come across around the attained age of between 6, 7, or 8. So this could be her. But I'm getting an M in her name. Does that fit?
Mm-mm.
Okay. This girl has an M in the name. First or last name, is that possible?
No.
Okay. All right. So this girl, I'm getting an M. It's clearly an M. She looks the age of 6, 7, or 8. She has dark hair, very dark hair, almost jet black hair. Okay. And she comes across. Now, the odd thing that I'm also seeing, somebody's wearing a uniform, and it, I'm not saying in the service. It looks like a uniform from like an airplane pilot or
Boy Scout, maybe?
I'm seeing a uniform. No, I can't say Boy Scout because it doesn't look Boy Scoutish to me. He's got short hair, and he doesn't look very old, but he's not young either. I mean, to me, he's coming across, looks like he's about 22, give or take. And this isn't the same young man that came across before, but I'm seeing a uniform on him. And he's just kind of nodding, and he has his two fingers up to his forehead and just kind of like acknowledges. You know how somebody takes their two fingers and then just kind of like Jessica,
like a salute almost?
Yeah, that kind of, but not like a full hand salute, just his two fingers against his forehead, and he's like, and he salutes you. This sounds kind of odd, but I feel, did you have a brother?
I don't
or
have
someone
a brother.
That felt like a brother, you know what I mean?
I don't, not that passed.
Okay, all right. Then this person in this uniform, and it's not Boy Scout. I mean, this is a uniform, roughly about the age of 22. I just feel like he's connected to you. It's kind of odd because the first one showed me the movie thing, clicking thing, and that, you know, could have been somebody that you worked with or met on the while you were doing the talk shows, but this other person, he's somebody that you knew. You absolutely knew him. So and I feel like there's a familiar connection, like a family connection. So somehow he's connected. When you get off the phone tonight, you're going to think about this, and I guarantee you're going to come up with exactly who it is. And when that happens, it'll clear it up for you. Now, your uncle, he's saying you worry too much.
Possibly.
Possibly? Okay.
Well, yeah. I do.
Okay.
I do.
Okay.
I will.
All right. I was going to say, I mean, he knows for sure, and only you would know. I wouldn't, because I'm only telling you what they're showing me. So he's saying you worry too much. He's saying, you know, what are you worried about? Like, and literally that's kind of what he's saying. Like, what are you worried about? It's all going to work out. You know it's all going to be okay. You know, you worry too much. He says you worry about things like, oh, he's showing it to me like over and over. You think about things and you make them go around in your head over and over again. Is that right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Yeah, and he's saying, stop obsessing. Stop obsessing. Honestly, I'm talking like a Jewish person. You know what I mean? That's kind of what he's like. He's like, stop obsessing so much, you know? Like, he wants you to enjoy life, enjoy your life, have a good time. That's the energy that I get from him. Your mother, was she on the quieter side?
Yes.
Because
definitely.
She stands there just with her warmth and her love, but she's very quiet. She's not, you know, like she's not Chatty Cathy, you know what I'm saying? Not like your uncle, you know?
No, she's a very quiet, petite woman.
Yeah, that's what I got. Very little, like I said, a very little woman with gray hair.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, but it's funny because I'm not sensing that your mother was that old when she passed away. Correct?
She was 80.
Wow, she doesn't look it. But before she got sick, did she look younger than her years?
She looked pretty good.
Yeah, because she doesn't. I would have pegged her for 60, 65.
Yeah,
I would have pegged her for 60, 65, so I'm not surprised. Now, I'm seeing on her, it almost looks like, and no one ever likes to hear this, the word house coat, but it's a like a floral, maybe it was a nightie or a... So it's something you would recognize, and it has a white collar, okay? The white collar is significant because I can see a chain that she's wearing, okay? And that's underneath it. And I can't tell you if there's anything on the chain, but I see the chain. And I believe she was probably buried in that. Does that make sense?
She had a chain that I wanted that my sister got, and yeah, I had given it to her.
Okay, so that's why it's so significant.
Yeah, and I never got the chain.
Okay, all righty. Don't let that upset you. She's just validating herself to you.
Yeah,
okay.
It is what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
So now, I just lost my husband.
Okay.
Is there a man, like, 50-year-old man?
Your husband didn't wear a uniform, did he? And he didn't work for the airport or anything like that? Because, like I said, that's what I'm seeing is the man in the uniform with the family connection.
He was the Cub Scout, Boy Scout leader, though. And that's why I asked that's the only uniform I can.
Now, let me ask you a question. But the Boy Scout leaders wore, they wore the olive green. He didn't wear a different color uniform, correct?
It was tan, like tan beige.
Okay, well, then I could stand corrected, but this guy looks very young. I'm sorry. Not that your husband's not young, but he looks very young. And he's got the, again, the brown hair. And it's cut kind of like, oh, not Tom Cruise style, more like JFK style. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Okay. I don't know if that is him or not. And I'm going to say to you, how long ago did your husband pass away? Within the last 3 months?
It's almost 6 months.
Okay. I'll try. Right now I don't think he's coming through. And it doesn't mean that he won't come through, but what I will tell you is that it always takes usually a minimum of 4 months for them to come through. And every once in a while they'll come through sooner than that. But hold on. No, it's not him, because I'm getting a B or a Bob, something like that. That's number one. And number two, I'm not getting that kind of male energy, not with that kind of connection, because that comes with a different energy when the people come across. I'm not seeing him there. And let me explain very briefly how that works. When a person passes away, God almost always will grant them the opportunity to cross back and forth, almost like a two-way highway, if you will. Here it's called permissive will, but everyone needs to kind of go through a little bit of a training process, because they cannot affect the living person's free will ever, because that can truly affect their future, and they're not supposed to. That's one of the most difficult things that they can ever do, is not affect the living person's future. So it's really critical that when they come across that they know that. Now, if your husband's not coming across, which I have to tell you at this moment, you know, I'm kind of leaving that door open. If he wants to, or if he's capable to, he can cross over. But I'm not getting that right now. He's definitely not, and that could very well be because he's just, it's too soon for him. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
It's too soon for him. That's kind of how I feel. So now, with that being said, it doesn't mean he won't come across at a later date. But sometimes it could take up to a year for them to be able to come across, because they have to, like I said, they have to learn. They have to learn how not to affect you. I'm going to say this, and again, I'm getting the legs thing. I mean, would it be inappropriate for me to ask you that? Did he have something wrong with his walking ability?
My husband?
Yeah. What? Just when he passed?
Yeah, he had broke his leg when he was younger, and he sometimes it really bothered him, and he limped, but not always.
Okay. I'm getting a warming there, but I'm not getting it anywhere else. So I'm going to tell you that I feel like, for me right now, I don't think I'm getting his energy across. I'm just not. So I just want to be honest with that. Okay. And now I'm going to ask another kind of silly question, which you may not. You might say it's silly, or you might not. You might say it's not silly. I'm getting. It's either Joe or John.
John.
Okay. All righty. Was it a work related accident?
No, it was an auto accident.
Okay. All right. I'm getting accident, and I thought it was work-related.
It was his work truck.
Okay, well, okay, there you go. That's because I'm that's what I'm getting, so I just wanted to go with that. I want to give you more. These are coming from the other angels or souls or spirits that are there. They're passing on the information, but he's just, I'm going to tell you that he loved you so much. You are aware of this, correct?
Right.
That it's so hard for him to come across and not affect your free will. It's he's just not ready yet. That's what I'm being told. Because he's like you are. If you were on the other side and he was here, you'd come barreling through those doors. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You would come through those doors and you would move hell and high water, as they say. Okay. And he wants to do the same thing, and he has to understand that he cannot affect your free will. So that's one of the reasons he's not being granted free will at this or that opportunity, God's permissive will to cross over back and forth. Give him a little bit more time, a little bit more time, and that will happen, okay? But know that he's in the right place and that he is there, because the others are confirming that for you.
Okay.
All right. I don't know if that's as helpful as it could have been.
It is helpful, and, you know, tomorrow is my mother's birthday, and I'm not surprised that she came through, and she's quiet, and you described my mother.
To a T, I know.
Yeah.
She was the first one through the door. She was the first one through the door. And you know, just so you know, if she, and she does, even though you may not feel it, she does come and hug you and just kind of gives you just... she wants you to feel her warmth. That's all she wants. She was a woman of few words, but the words she did speak were very important.
Yep.
Okay.
All
right.
Okay,
I'm sorry I couldn't give you the person that you wanted to come across.
That's okay. I'm not going to give up.
Okay, good. Don't. You know what? Try back again, because I really think that he'll be able to come across of his own volition soon. Okay?
I do too. Okay. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. God bless you. Take care, okay?
God bless you. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye now. That's always a hard one, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to bring their loved ones across, but I always tell people, we're not able to sometimes bring across who they want.
Who they're looking for, yeah.
I don't have any control over that.
Mm-hmm.
I keep the door shut, and then every once in a while, when I open the door when someone asks me to, and the people come across, then it's whoever comes across. I wish I could have brought her husband for her.
Yeah.
But it's kind of early on. It is, and all she needs to know is that there is a God, and he's being, his soul is being cared for.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
That's got to be comforting.
Probably the most important thing, yeah. We're going to go ahead and take one more caller now, real quick. This caller is calling in from 732 with a prefix of 266. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, Dr. Jenny. It's George 814. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Had a wonderful Christmas, and things with my brother worked out okay. You and I talked a couple weeks ago.
Yes, I'm thrilled. There were no issues?
Yeah. No issues, no. I was surprised.
Oh,
I was surprised.
Thank God.
Yeah, and he even said himself, I know you thought I wouldn't get along with your fiancé. And I said, yeah, I did.
Well, amen and thank God. That's so good.
Thank
that shows
God
you.
That.
Yeah, he matured.
Yes, he has. I was very pleasantly surprised. We had a wonderful holiday. But I've got to... interviews coming up, one in the state of Georgia and one in Maryland, and I just wanted to see what you and your angels might see about whether either one of those or whether it's something, the next job opportunity will be further down the road.
Okay, so give me the two locations, and I'll ask the angels again. What are they? One is in Georgia,
in Maryland.
Maryland, okay.
One is in Maryland and one is in the state of Georgia, yes.
Okay, all righty. All right, I'm going to focus on those two, and I will let you know in just a second.
Okay.
I'm asking the angels for them to give me guidance. Well, the one they're clearly, clearly guiding me to is Georgia.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Surprising?
Yeah, I was a little surprised, but I'm not completely surprised. I interviewed with this company probably a year and a half ago, and then they had some changes, and the person didn't, and I declined the second interview because my heart just wasn't in it at the time, and then I wanted to get vested with my pension where I am currently, and so then they could be reached out to me about a month ago or 6 weeks ago when the position became available again. It's actually been the position's been upgraded, so they're very they seem very anxious to talk to me.
Well, I do. The angels are guiding me towards Georgia, so that's where I think that opportunity is going to come. And
okay.
I'm gonna say, yeah. And it's a pretty strong, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty strong one. So, I would say that's the direction you're gonna go in. And good for you, because I saw in the chat room. I don't know if everyone else saw, but you are planning your marriage to take place in Italy.
Oh my gosh! Yes. How romantic!
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm very excited.
Awesome.
We're both very excited about that.
We're so happy for you.
Yeah. Yes. Well, thank you so much. Do you think that I'll be relocating to Georgia before my fiance returns from deployment, or that's what's been
happening? I think that's a very strong possibility.
Okay. Okay.
A very strong possibility.
Okay.
And that's not a bad thing.
No, it's not. No, it's not a bad thing.
Mm-mm. No, I think that could go very well for you. The funny part is, you know, you're very employable. So it's not a question of do they want you. It's a question of having the right position for you. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah.
Okay. And so I see that exactly when that happens is when that opportunity will come to you. And like I said, Georgia's the right one.
Okay, very good.
All right.
Well,
wonderful.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Listen, you have a happy new year, okay?
You too.
I'm so glad that you called in.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
She's such a sweet soul, isn't she?
Yeah.
She's such a sweet
woman.
I just want her to have
cool.
So much happiness.
Yeah, good for her.
I mean, gosh, everybody, that, you know.
And how long has she been dating him?
I should know this, right?
Yeah. A while. She's been dating
him.
No,
she has not.
No? Short time and they're already engaged?
Well, I think this has all taken place within the last, you know, year.
Oh, okay.
Which is great, because this was just like the very perfect situation.
Aww.
You know, and when that happens, you've got to just, they dated about 6 months. Thank you, Georgia. I have to say, I really was not sure, but I knew it was within the last year, and yeah, just the perfect man with the perfect woman. It's just going to be great. They're going to be so happy.
Good for her.
I'm happy for them, and that's why I say to you and Susie, don't give up hope.
Yeah.
You know, because you know it could happen. It could happen that quick,
mm-hmm.
and that's all that matters. And the rest. The rest just works its own way out, and that's always how it works. If you worry too much about it, it's never good. Well, we are coming to the end of another show, aren't we?
We are,
and it's been great, and I've really enjoyed it, and I hope our callers have enjoyed it. And
well, you've done some great readings tonight.
There's been a lot of good readings. You know, I very briefly just wanted to go over this because I talked about this on Sunday's show. You know, everyone made New Year's resolutions,
mm-hmm.
right? And it was funny because everyone says, well, they think they know what the number one New Year's resolution is. What would you say?
To lose weight.
And that's not, believe it or not.
No way.
No, they did a survey, and the number one thing that people resolved to do in the new year was to spend more time with family and friends.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and the second one was
to lose weight.
Exercise more. No, right?
Exercise.
I think to lose weight,
mm-hmm.
too, but no, it's to exercise more. The third one?
To lose weight.
Yes, you got it.
I finally got it.
To lose weight. And then the fourth one was to quit smoking.
Okay, that's a good one.
Okay, and then the fifth one is to enjoy life more. Not, you know, just to maybe take up a hobby or just to do more things instead of just the old grind, work home. Number six is something we're going to have to talk to Susie about since she's been hitting the Moscato tonight, is to quit drinking. She's going to kill me for saying that. And she doesn't really have to worry about that. And then number seven was to get out of date, and number eight is to learn something new.
Okay, that's a good one.
And so I'd like to tell you the top ten like I told them on Sunday, but I only printed out the top eight, so I have no idea what the last two are. Absolutely.
To lose weight.
To lose weight, yes, because
that's
that's it.
My goal this year.
I think it is. And so you know what? We're gonna close out tonight with one of my favorite artists, and I hope you all enjoy it. And I hope you all come back next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another episode of
the Christian Psychic Cafe.